Did many people have cars in Rock Road after the war?
No, no. Our next door neighbour did, the Dallases, because he was a rep, as they were known in those days, a representative for what firm, I couldn't tell you now. And every Wednesday afternoon, which I used to have off from the... I worked for the university in the end, in the old schools, you know, near the Senate House. Mm-hmm. Because there would be a board meeting in the afternoon, we were given the afternoon off and then had to return in the evening to sit and take shorthand notes, which the Secretary General would give me, hence the shorthand. Then I would go to my desk and another typist as well, who would be with the Assistant Secretary General, and we'd type up our shorthand notes of the meeting that had been held in the afternoon. It was only a draft, and we'd submit it to the Secretary General, who would edit it later that evening, and we could go home as soon as it was done. So it was usually quite good that he had the whole afternoon off. If we didn't have too many notes and not too much typing, we could go home. So that it was interesting, and it was a break in the ordinary working week.
So you were doing that as well as teaching shorthand?
Oh, yes. I only taught it in the evening. They were in the evening classes then, but eventually...
But during the day, had you carried on working for the solicitor?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Right.
So you were working very hard...
No, I wouldn't say hard. No, it was interesting. I married in 1952, so I'd lived here almost 7 years before I married. And then I used to catch a bus from the village of Hawkston, where I started to live, moved to Little Shelford in 1954, and used to catch a bus to go to the evening classes.
And your mother, meanwhile, carried on living here carried on with her boarders.
Yes, so until she died, she was here 33 years.